Blog Talk Radio.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. I hope, indeed I pray, that we shall not be found unworthy of our victory if after toil and tribulation it is granted to us. For the rest, we have to gain the victory. That is our task.
Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duties, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We shall not fail or falter. We shall not weaken or tire. Neither the sudden shock of battle nor the long-drawn trials of vigilance and exertion will wear us down. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
You have tried to change my country. You've tried to change my life. No one ever asked me if I thought that this was right. It's time for us to tell you that we will go through hell to defend our country and to help the EDL. I'm proud to be an Englishman and I'm going to be free. I won't forget the men who died to get that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. We'll save England and the UK. Lied to all the people and tried to take away their rights. But we won't let you sell this land, not without a fight. It's time for us to tell you that you can go to hell. It's time for us to stand and fight and join the EDL. I'm proud to be an Englishman and I'm going to be free. I won't forget the men who died to give that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. To save England and the UK. Forget the men who died to give that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. So save England and the UK.
Do love this land. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the English Defence League radio show, broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com. The English Defence League radio show, the voice of the EDL. And the co-host of the show this evening, which I've just noticed he's popped in there, is their very own Mr. Tommy English. Let me bring the gentleman in now. So, welcome, Tommy. Good to have you here tonight.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
And how are you this evening? It's been a very warm day again.
I know, I'm absolutely sweating right now, Jeff. I'm literally baking in it.
It's just because I had to go out today, and my goodness me, I was wilting as I was as I was out and about. It's lucky I didn't have to stay out too long, but it's I'd fair trot back home, and it's and in that heat, it doesn't help you too much, if you know what I mean, Tommy. Especially when you can't sort of walk too quick.
Yeah, and just put it as well, Jeff, I've got Oz with me as well. The dog you met yesterday on Skype.
I beg your pardon?
I've got Oz with me, the dog who you saw me with yesterday on Skype, the little black one.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, he looks a lovely fellow, isn't he?
Watch this, guys.
12 years old, isn't he?
Listen to this, guys. Where's that Muslim, Oz? Where's that Muslim? Well, there's your picture up, all right. Where's that Muslim? Where is he?
Oh, no. No, Tommy, if we got people listening, he's going to be classed as the EDL's racist dog.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a black dog. Oh, my goodness, that makes it worse for the Muslims, doesn't it? Oh, my dear, it's me.
Those partners, ma'am. Everyone say hello to Sue. She's listed as well.
Yay. Hi, Sue. I was going to say, Tommy, you know, maybe we would like... check in the chat room this evening. Oh, my goodness, mate, it soon builds, doesn't it, Tom?
It soon builds.
We got our very own Mr. Stanger. Stanger, it's always a pleasure to see you. Hope in my heart. What a great nickname it is. I love that, Hope, and it's always great to see you here. We got numerous guests. It's always good to see the guests. You know what, guys, it'd always be good if you actually signed up to Blog Talk Radio, if you're not, and be nice to, so you could chat in the chat room with us, you know, because it always makes it very interesting. Also, we got our very own Mr. Eric Kyle. Eric, it's always a pleasure to see you, or should I say, to see you here in the chat room and that, and all the everything that you contribute to the show. Thank you. Excuse me. Also, we've got EDL Minx, and she's got the gold star tonight, Tommy. She was the first one in. She was the first one in. And I managed to get a new, my goodness me, they delivered a new load of my gold stars this evening, and it wasn't infested with yak crap. This was the real McCoy, so we got gold stars, and so I presented EDL Minx with the first one of the new stock that we've got. So we had to go and sort out a few of the gold mines to get these new gold stars, as you know, Tommy.
We certainly do. We're up
but
to
it
the
has
high
to
gold
be done.
Stars.
Yeah. Oh, did I miss you out yesterday, Eric? Well, I'm sorry about that, buddy. Oh, my goodness me. I feel rather embarrassed about that. I missed you yesterday, Eric. Well, anyway, I'm giving you a mention now because it's always great to see Eric in the chat room, isn't it, Tommy? So didn't.
That's
without
Eric, all the jokes
are
coming out with.
Yeah, I know, he's funny, and of course, very much one of our loyalists as well, but. Yeah, so how's your day been today, Tommy? Well, it's been lots of things that's been going on in the world, and it seems like a lot of these pro-Palestinian people have been out there doing their thing again today, isn't it, Tommy? You see it in London
and
all this crap.
Yeah, they're doing another one tomorrow, a big national one tomorrow, guys, up and down the country, in every town and city. So if you walk, big clout to everyone tomorrow, even just yourself. Walk around your city centre this morning. If you see them, take a flag with you. Take an EDL flag, take an Israel flag, take whatever you've got to show them that we stand with Israel.
Yeah, do
now
it.
And forever.
I mean, that's right. I mean, it just gets to me that these people are so naive and so stupid to realise that the people that's bringing the death and destruction to the Palestinian people are the Hamas. And the people that voted these people in was the Palestinians themselves.
Mm.
You know, it's a bloody joke. And they keep firing these bloody missiles over into Israel's backyard all the bloody time. What do they expect? That there's not going to be a response. And of course, we know that Hamas likes to put people, use them as human shields and that. And I do believe one of the stories that come out from an Israeli source that said that they was holding, the Hamas was holding these, one of these big towns that the IDF was engaged in, Tommy. That a lot of the people weren't allowed to go simply because they was having guns held to them. Stay where you are. You know, and this is what not gets out there. This is it. And when it does, it's suppressed. You know, it's information. But this is a terrorist organisation that, how can you negotiate with a terrorist organisation that in their charter wants you and your people dead and gone? That's it. Your destruction, isn't it? Every man, woman and child is in the charter. A mass charter. Ladies and gentlemen, you get a chance to read it. It's basically one of the first things that they talk about. The destruction of Israel. You know, and of course Israel has a right to defend itself. It is a sovereign nation. And this is what a lot of people don't seem to realise. This is a sovereign nation. And, built about in 1947, 48, wasn't it, Tommy? But it's legitimate. And of course, the Palestinians at the time had a choice.
Independence. As soon as Israel got its independence, guys, the idea was that the Palestinians would get one part, the Palestinians would get the largest part, and the Israelis would get a smaller part. And the Palestinians, being all Islamic and being all very anti-Semitic, they wanted to take the whole part, they wanted to take the whole Jewish part. Now, Israel, being declared its independence at the time, had to defend itself even then.
Yeah, it did. Right. Well, basically, it hasn't stopped the fight. There's been a lull in hostilities for a little while.
Yom Kippur War, they've all out to get Israel. It's like what Pamela Geller said.
Yeah.
A tiny strip of land, that's not even a huge country. No, it's got no infrastructure, industrial sort of thing. No, hardly any resources. The only reason why they want it is because it's Jewish.
Of course, and this is it. It's because they're Jewish. And this is the hatred. It's been a total hatred for 1,000 years plus, isn't it, Tommy? Let's be honest with you. I've just got to say hi to Paul Alexander. I've just seen him. He just said, watch you, Jeff. So I'm just saying a big wave back to Paul Alexander. It's always a pleasure to see you here, Paul, with the great links that you put in the chat room as well. But, no, that's a very good point, you know, what you brought up there, that it's only, you know, Israel. Oh, my goodness me, have anybody got information? How big is Israel in all? Is it about 8-10 miles? I don't know how big it is. It's only a small place, isn't it, Tom?
It's
really beautiful, don't get me wrong. Yeah, it's very small, but I'll tell you what, it's the, you know, it's that little beacon of light that shines out there in the darkness. When you see these, the evil around them, and this little democratic country standing up and so, and leading the world, showing what the world should be doing. And what you're seeing, ladies and gentlemen, I said this last night, so I mean, I don't know if you're in the same mindset as me, but what we've seen going on in Gaza, and what the Israelis are having to do to go destroy these bloody tunnels, where they've been holding up these bloody weapons and God knows what else. All this money that has been coming into to the Palestinians have been going to building bloody tunnels and to build build their missiles up. That's where all the bloody money's going. That's why, you know, the situation is where it is. They've had years to build these tunnels, haven't they, Tommy? And it's taken, you know, it's going to take the Israelis a little time to dismantle that. And you know what? As soon as they step away from that, they're going to be back there digging their tunnels again. You know it. You know it. I mean, it's just at this time they want to just dismantle the mechanism that's to create the missiles being fired over at in the Israelis. It has to be stopped. That's it. You know, stop firing, and then, you know, Israel will stop bombing. That's it. That's a fair comment, isn't it, Tommy? You know what I mean?
What does Israel do? Just blow kisses back at them?
is what Tommy saw and missed out.
I was saying, I mean, what did he expect that these Raiders to do? Just kind of stand there and take it and blow kisses back at them? I mean, Palestine isn't even a nation. There's no such thing as Palestine. It's not an a UN-recognised nation.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just saying, I think Cole's having a few issues coming through the chat room, Tommy.
Well, we look at the UN, and there's only 0.7% of the UN will recognise Palestine as a nation. 0.7% of the UN.
Yeah, exactly. Paul Alexander's put some very interesting information in the chat room. I've got the faint ball. Israel stretches 424 kilometres, or should I say 263 miles from north to south, and its width ranges from 114 kilometres, 71 miles, to, at the narrowest point, 15 kilometres, 9.3 miles. I've got to thank you, Paul, for that information. As I say, I know it wasn't. I was saying it was a lot smaller than that, but that is still very tiny for a little nation, isn't it, Tom? But there you go. Everybody's awake.
Look at it as well, Jeff. It won't be long till Tower Hamlets is our Gaza Strip. Or Bradford or Birmingham.
Well, this is what I was leading to, Tommy. As I was trying to explain to the listeners, what we've been seeing and what the Israelis are trying to achieve is to dismantle these tunnels, take out their... What Israel wants is to totally, you know, to take all the weapons away from these Hamas. They want to... What's the word? There's a word for it when you take the weapons away from a warring people, you know, I can't remember what they bloody call it, but that's what they want to do. But as I say, it's quite obvious that that Hamas wants to totally blockade to come off, and they want things that Israel is not going to accept. There need to be negotiations. You know, if you're going to do things, it needs to be done, you know, in a proper way, and without the threat of missiles flying over your heads and your citizens. So there will come. I mean, there will come a time when they think, you know, the Hamas thinks that maybe they're getting a bit low on the missiles, because you know what happened? It happened before in the last confrontation. They fired a load of it when before they had the ceasefire. They fired a load of missiles towards Israel. Do you remember, Tommy, the big salvo it was? Yeah, and I do believe, and I would think that the Israeli government and that knows that this is what we expect from Hamas to do. You know, when they're getting a bit low on their resources, they're going to fire a big salvo. And do you know what, Tommy? I don't know if you've been taking notice of the Iron Dome, what they've had protecting the citizens of the country. But this, you know, someone said the other day that it's just that, you know, 8 out of 10, it's been stopping going through. You know, and a couple have managed to get through the dome, but you think of that, how much damage that could have caused if those weapons, those missiles would have landed on some of these villages and some of these cities and towns. And you see one come very close to the airport, didn't you, the other day, Tom?
Yeah.
That's the reason why it caused disruption. But you see, I do believe it's like I said, it's just not, you know, the actual thing that's protecting the Iron Dome. But it's like the hand of God there as well, isn't it? You know what I mean? Yeah. Stopping his people from being annihilated, basically, by these bloody weapons that they keep firing over. But it's also, it seems that everybody gets on Israel's case when they're trying to go about and do the right thing for their country and the people of their country, the way that the witch hunts on for them, you know, the way the United Nations wants to, you know, do an inquiry about war crimes. Now, it seems very strange that, you know, where you talk about war crimes, that Hamas is using its people. You know, in fact, there was two schools, wasn't there? There was two schools that they found missiles in. you know, why they're not talking about Hamas being brought to task over it? Why has it has to be Israel who's defending itself, who's doing what, you know, any nations? It's like the Prime Minister said. He said, what would you do? What would you do? You know, he pointed to, you know, the, what's his name, the United Nations. Well, what would you do? You know, they're firing his missiles. What are you supposed to do? You know, and I think he's pointed, this was a pointed to the world, really. If you had missiles coming, flying in every day into your territory, what are you going to do? Sit back and let it happen? And they was, you know, honestly, Tommy, they did hold back, didn't they? They'd done a little, you know, maybe just gone over and dropped a bomb on one of the Hamas people they knew was there or something, one of their homes. But that was it. But it come to, it was just becoming every day a barrage of these missiles. With these Israeli lads that was kidnapped and murdered, I think that was the last straw for them, wasn't it, Tommy? This is the reason why, I think. They decided enough is enough, and good luck and good speed, and you always feel. I mean, we see this, but the trouble is with these situations, Tommy. We see the pictures flooding in, don't we? You know, there's nothing worse than seeing children getting hurt and this, that, and that. But this is what they want you to see. They want you to have sympathy for the people who voted these people, Hamas, this terrorist organisation, into power. They want you to feel sorry. This is the whole thing, isn't it? The self-pity. There's all this sort of thing. And all the time, they still can't keep firing these missiles back. So it just goes to show you, Tommy, you know, the situation that Israel finds itself in. But anyway, I've gone on quite a bit, but because I thought it's only right that we should actually speak about the situation. You know, it's out there, isn't it? It's happening, and it could happen to us. You know, we, as you say, Tommy, we've got like an Islamic Emirates, bloody Tower Emirates, and other places around this country. You know, you look at these mosques. These are, I class them as command and control structures. That's the old idea of these places. You know, when a time of their uprising, their jihad against us all, is what they'll be using against us, and then with their armies there. I guarantee, ladies and gentlemen, why aren't the police looking in these mosques? Look underneath. Look what they're doing. Because I guarantee you, I bet you there's loads of these mosques who's got weapons. We know there's weapons coming into this country, Tommy. We know it. And we know that a lot of them have got hold of these guns and this other weaponry. And there is credible information out there, and I'm not going to be an alarmist. This is credible information we got, whose people's who knows what's coming in. So, but I want to put that out there, is you know, that we could experience something very similar to what Israel is having to put up with over the next couple of years or so. I reckon next few years. Who can say, Tommy? It could happen tomorrow, couldn't it, mate? We've got a million of them want to mobilise over the weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a million Muslims going to mobilise themselves to try to be in the heart of London. Isn't that right, Tom? Is it to be trying to be in the heart of London?
Yeah, well, look, actually, the American guys, a million Muslims, actually, about 12 turned up.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be like that tomorrow. But... did you manage to find the picture on Facebook that I found, Jeff, from the other day when we counted them?
I did, and it was great. Well, you see, I did actually, I put a like and a comment there. I put a like and a comment, so there you go. And, brilliant, I really like the picture.
I put it on Twitter, and the IDF have even retweeted it.
Really? So basically,
the Defence Force have retweeted a picture of us supporting them.
There you go. I was going to say, Paul Alexander just said, it's been kicking off in France between Palestinians and Israelis. And he also goes on to say, not long before it spreads here. Yes. I don't, you know what, Paul, I think I'm in agreement with you. I don't know about you, Tommy. How do you feel about it?
Oh, yeah, it's only a matter of time. I'd say it could kick off tomorrow. I mean, this time tomorrow, we could be in the actual state of war, even though we are, but tomorrow I think it could really kick off tomorrow. Look, I mean, look in the south of France, look at Sweden, look at Germany, look at Italy. It's all kicking off over there. And now, tomorrow, when they have these pro-Palestinians stop the Israeli bombing demonstrations up and down the country, their intention not to peacefully protest like we do. They want a confrontation. They want violence. They want a reason to kick off tomorrow.
Well, that's what I did. I mean, because when Dave Bosman was on, and he said that there was five tweets from, you know, Abu Uzu and, well, you know, all these bloody Arabs and that, and they're speaking about things. And I do believe that they are planning something to me. I'll be quite honest with you.
No, we've got to be honest with you.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looks like Holger's got his sound back now, and he says, this better be good. His little smiley there. Yeah, as I say, Holger, it's good to see you here this evening, and as I say, I'm glad you sorted out your sound issues there. As I normally refresh, you refresh the page, isn't it? But it seemed like he had to reboot his computer by the sounds of it, Tom.
Well, you know what BTR stands for? Better twice refresh.
Very good, Tom. Very good. I was saying, I've got a bit of feedback here. I don't know if I could do it. If you can hold it while I pull back in, or would it just mess the show up?
Ew. Well, you could put a bit of music on.
Yeah. Should we do that then? And I'll call back because I'm getting feedback.
Yeah, guys.
I'm just trying to think what I should play. But anyway, it's so good to see everybody here tonight in the chat room. And I'm just trying to look down here. I've got an Alex and the Bandits Road to. I thought for a minute it said Road to Damascus, and it ain't. It's Road to Damascus.
Oh, Jeff.
I thought it's Damascus for a minute.
Road to Damascus. Wait, you're doing this, Sue. Road to Damascus. Even Sue's laughing at you.
Anyway, what I'll do is I'll play that, and have you got any feedback from me yourself, Tom? Because I kept hearing myself a second ago. It seemed to clear that now.
Well, I see, we're coming through clear on my end.
Yeah, I can't hear it now, so maybe I'll hold off for calling back in for this moment.
You've been drinking,
haven't
you, Jeff? You know, drinking is
no, bad. I've got a cup of tea there, son. I was going to have a rum and coke
Jeff,
when I was in town
to drink
today,
before
but.
Sundown.
Am I not? Is there a reason for that, Tommy? I mean, it'd be okay if I was a Muslim or something like that, but no, I'm not a Muslim. I'll drink any time of the day, son.
Well, I'll tell you something, Jeff, it was so.
And I don't have to bend down five times a bloody day. And bang my head on the ground.
I'm way home. And I got a McDonald's, I got a bottle of Coke, because this big gang of Muslims just sat on this bench. I just kind of stood there in front of us, drinking this Coke and eating this big bag in front of them. You should have seen their face. I could have been charitable, Jeff. I'd just be buying a drink, but they're so bloody expensive these days, aren't they?
Yeah, you got it, mate. I've just noticed we've got someone else who's just come into the chat room moving forward. It's always good to see you moving. No, I've just given a big wave there. So that must have been fun then, Tom.
Eric
Kyle says, Paul, I think there'll be 100,000 for tomorrow in London and half will be the UAF. So there you go. This is what Eric
says.
Well, there you go. And as we know... you know, it could be something, a prelude to something that might be going off. But all we've got to say is just be aware. Be aware, guys out there, if you are in the vicinity of there. Just have your wits about you. You know, I think most people are pretty savvy out there that there are people out there who want to cause problems. In fact, there's a lot of them out there that want to cause problems. Not just a bloody few. But I think if those times do, if it does happen, I'm sure we can mobilise ourselves and any sort of scourge that's going to show itself and try to, you know, to do anything will be crushed, you know. So just a bit of a warning to you, you little scumbags out there, you think it might kick off and cause problems. You know, there are other people that will oppose you, you know. Don't think you'll have your, all your own way. So there you go. Just a little prelude to, just a bit of a pre-warning, should I say, to some of these people who think they're maybe going to cause a lot of problems on the streets of our cities and towns and that. Yes. I'm just getting a message here. Just bear with me, Tom. Just bear with me. Oops, there you go. I'm just saying yes because there's something after the break. So I was going to say, Tom, I don't know if I can play a bit of tune there, mate, what I was going to do, but because it's been looking at me and I was wondering if I can play a tune without cutting the whole show off and all that, like, you know. I think I should be able to, shouldn't I?
Well, we could give it a try.
Come on, Tommy, back me up. I'm sure we can. Okay, well, I'm going to play Road to Damascus.
You heard said, Jeff. There's either do or do not. What was it, Sue? You can try, but there is no do or something like that. I can't remember it.
Yeah. Tommy, by the way, just to give you an heads up as well. We've got Sue from New Mexico. In the studio this evening on her device or phone and that. Good to have you, Sue. So there you go. I'd like to give a big shout out to everybody out there that listens to the show and supports the show. So there you go. So shall I give it a go anyway, Tom? So
we're playing. Yeah, give it a try.
Okay. Guys,
well, to the safe side, Jeff. Good night, all. God bless. Stay safe. Not forgetting no surrender.
Don't say that. No, it should be okay. I hope. It's only if I'm going to end the episode that would happen, isn't it? Let's be honest. So anyway, guys, just going to take a couple of minutes break while we call back in. No, I don't need to at the moment, Tom. I don't need to call back in, do I? I ain't getting the witch good, but maybe we'll take a little break anyway because I need to
do
something.
You
went
to the dog's end, didn't you? Hey? You went all at the dog's end, didn't you? Running out.
But anyway, we'll take a quick break because I've got to do something anyways. But I'm not going to call back in. It's just a normal break, a music break, just for the time being. This is a Road to Damascus.
Done it again. Where am I today?
Road to Damascus.
Road to Damascus.
Love it.
Damascus.
Damascus. Yeah, okay, Tom. There you go, Road to Damascus, guys.
I found a freedom on the open road to Damascus. Oh, wait.
The lion!
Done some bird, a penitentiary for nerds, and on. Jungle, will you incarcerate their thoughts?
Yes, and Domestos can be purchased from your local Wilkins Boots. Well, I'm assuming Jeff's not come back yet. He's probably stuck in the kitchen still making
tea. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry about that, Tommy. I had myself on mute there.
Domestos can be purchased from your nearest Wilkinson's for just £2.99 a bottle.
It caused a few chuckles in the chat room, and I think it was Paul Alexander said, yes, oh, it kills 99% of all Muslims. I thought that was excellent comment there. but we mean it, hypothetically speaking,
there, Paul,
just in case.
In the bloody toilet.
Oh, don't, it made me cough now. What I was going to say. You know what, Tommy? We have a caller. Now, I think it's
probably
a gentleman I'm thinking it is. Sorry?
Probably a Domestos salesman.
Domestos salesman? No. No, but I think it's a gentleman that... well, we haven't heard from him for a couple of weeks or so, so I'm going to bring him on anyway. I think it's... let me see. Yeah, good evening. I think that's Mr. Wahibi from Spongistan. Am I right there?
Oh,
Wahibi,
hello, Jeff. Can you hear me? Yes, yes. Yes, this is Wahibi.
Yes, sir, I can hear you loud and clear
yes,
there.
This is Wahibi here from Spongistan. Spongistan, we are sponge from you, and you stand for it, and we love you. So... please, in your bad foods, please tell your listeners where Spongistan is.
Well, it's the other side of Kurdistan, in between Afghanistan. Can you explain a little bit? I'll get a little bit confused exactly where you are. I think it's in between Kurdistan, Afghanistan, and Pakistan, isn't it? Or something. I think you're around that region, aren't you?
And you don't know your geography lesson when you're a schoolboy. Spongistan is southeast of Crimea.
Oh,
yes.
Southeast of Crimea. Okay, yeah,
yes.
My geography wasn't very good when I was at school, my education in that department. But it's so good to have you on the show this evening, Wahibi. And how's things in Spongistan there? Before we go on about what's going on, you know that you know I was running a bit short on the gold stars. I've got a little bit of I need to actually have a word with you about it. Those gold stars that you sent over from Spongistan, that little deal that we done, Wahibi, I wasn't very happy with those gold stars. I found out it was compressed yak dung and was spray painted with gold paint. And they were smelling out my backyard. So I wasn't very happy about it. I think that you had the real thing.
That is
real gold
good
star.
For me and good for you. So I am sorry you get a bad deal. I will look into that for you.
I know, but I was expecting the real thing, you know, because we was running a bit short of gold stars for people to come in, who's the first people in the chat room. I was running a bit short. And I thought you were going to send me the real thing, the real gold stars over. And it was, when I found out, it was a compressed yak dung and spray paint into gold. I wasn't very happy about that, you know. It's really made the place smell a bit, you know.
Just in a Spongistan exchange, a yak dung is worth more than weight in gold. So you must maybe come to Spongistan
it might be over there,
and
but over here, all
better.
I do is get complaints from my neighbours with the flies being around. You know, it's drawn away all the flies. It's become a health hazard. So, but then again, you know, I thought you might have thought that it was I could accept the flies buzzing about and all. And it's but you know, the thing about it is there. Well, he'd be the, I do feel for the guests that I hand them over to because you know I did feel that I was a. Misinterpreting the gold stars, you know, not being the real thing. But never mind, anyway. It's that I needed to talk to you about. And it seems like you've got no regrets about it either, Wabi. You know, it's, I'm surprised at your response.
Well, Jeff, you know, some things come and some things go. And gold star weight yak is very valuable in a sponge stem. So you are...
Yeah.
I am sorry you cannot get on a scrap metal barge and go to Spongistan because David Chameleon has stopped transportation to Spongistan.
Oh, is that right? So, when did they do that then, Wabi?
Same time American president stopped the flights to Tel Aviv, same day. But no reinstatement of scrap metal barge leaving Belfast to Spongistan. So... it is affecting our economy in a bad way. So, response from the Spongistan will be to...
Typical isn't it, eh? He's causing problems all over the world, isn't he? Even in Spongistan.
Yes.
He says one thing,
so
does another, isn't it? Typical.
We will be sending immigrants to the United Kingdom in response to bad economy until
yes.
metal barge is... Let's make it regular trips.
Well,
so
it'd be good for... Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
Oh, I am having trouble here with Yak satellite connection with you, Jeff. but I hear you now. I will give news from Spongistan if you are finished with difficult being difficult. Yes.
Okay. Yes, because we all want to hear what's been going on in Spongistan. Because I haven't spoke to you for a little while, and it's good to have you back on the show this evening as well. So yeah, go ahead. What's been going on?
Yes, due to embargo on Spongistan from David Chameleon and others, we have to sell our economic. Products to a different place, so we are selling yak, many yaks, military yaks to new caliphate run by ISIS in former Iraq territory, and they are buying everything. So they are buying yaks,
yes,
and they are buying rockets, and they are buying everything. So. They are buying a new weapon system. Yes, buying a new weapon system from...
I'm very interested in the military yaks there, YB. You know, would you like to inform the listeners a little bit more about your military yaks? Because this is a new one. I didn't know that you had military yaks.
Yes, you are anticipating the what I have to say. So you are not as unintelligent as I had thought earlier. So I apologize for my
proposition. Thank you very much.
Yes.
No, I do listen very closely.
Yes.
And when you said military yaks, and I thought I needed to ask the question and for our listeners. And how are they used in a military position? Maybe you'd like to explain to the listeners.
Basically, because they push worldwide in military for biofuel and more friendly thing, military use biofuel thing. They use
Well, as I say, this is news to me.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
this is amazing.
So be careful. The ISIS element many months ago bought yaks. So they will be able to do a yak attack with a rocket on a yak back. So be careful of yak rocket attack. Yes.
Yak rocket attack. Now, we've got Mr. Tommy there. Tommy, would you like to ask Wahibi any questions? Oh, no, Wahibi, what other information have you got what's been going on in Spongistan before I introduce Tommy to the conversation? So maybe you'd like to tell a listener.
Spongistan Embassy will be moving from a basement of Lancaster House in UK to top floor. And ISIS Caliphate will occupy basement of Lancaster House very soon, next week.
Next week? Is that right? My goodness
me.
Well, am I surprised about that? No. The way things are going in this country, nothing surprises me in the least. But you know what, Wahibi, it's always a great honour and a privilege to have you on the show. And I was wondering, Tommy, would you like to ask Wahibi any questions at all for what's been going on this bunch of stands yourself?
Do you want some cheap broadband TV and telephone calls? Only £24.45 a month.
God, he's promoting his bloody... He's promoting...
I could not understand your little tummy boy.
Tommy,
it's all right. I was just trying to promote the telephone business out there. Putting a plug in
for the first 6 months.
There you go. He's trying to give it a plug there. Tommy, I think you should ask him a serious question.
I must go. There is man running around the building with, yelling bad things. He is wearing a light vest and he is trying to get in a building here. So I will just say, Spongestan, we sponge from you and you stand for it. And we love you and good night.
Good night, and thank you so much for your call, Wahibi, and I hope to hear you in the very near future. God bless you. Thank you. Oh, we don't really like me saying that. But never mind. Anyway, thank you so much for calling in on the show this evening. And go and sort out that guy. Has he got a bomb vest on? Oh, my goodness me. He lives in a very dangerous place there, by the sounds of it, doesn't he, Tommy?
We are.
Are you still... Oh, I think he's still there. Are you still there? You know what? I can't find the yakety-yak. Oh, I can't find that music now. We normally... I couldn't find it, Tommy. I was looking down the list and it's down there somewhere, but I couldn't find it. If I look down there... You know what I've got in here, don't you? I've got so many clips, Tom, and I was looking for it, and I must have come right past it or something or other. But wasn't that great to take that to take the call? I haven't spoken to you for a little while. It's always great to have him call in the show, and as he sponges for us, we take it, and he loves us for it. That's typical, isn't it? Tommy. So we got this. As you say, there's these things that's going on tomorrow. They're trying to raise a million, didn't they, of these Muslims, lefties, and God knows where else. Who's to say how things are going to turn out tomorrow? I don't know.
It's going to be a scary day tomorrow, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. But I know there was, as I say, when Bossman was on the show, he was talking about five videos that they'd made, different leader, different sections of them, speaking about this and that and the other. So I do believe it could be a prelude as a call up to them or something. It could be, little signal. But we shall see. What will come to pass will come to pass. And if there's things need to be dealt with, they'll be dealt with. But I always say, just always be aware, people out there, that we do live in dangerous times. There's a lot of people out there would like to cause us harm, and the great public. And I'm not just talking about in the UK. I'm talking about different places around the world as well. Everybody's got to be a bit careful. I say we live in dangerous times. You must excuse me, Tommy. Got a frog in my throat. I don't know where that come from. But we've got another caller here, Tom.
Bring some domestic stuff, Jeff, and get rid of it.
Yeah, I know it will. But what I was going to say, and we've got a caller, but I was going to say, should I take a quick break, Tom? hopefully it won't cut us off, but I need to call back in, you know, because I think I've gone over my time now. So hopefully we won't lose the studio or anything or whatever. So I was wondering what we should do. Should we?
Do we still have "This Is Not My English" in the studio still? By who sings it? You don't know. I don't believe this is my
England. This is my England. Yeah, we got that right at the top of the list, Tom.
Oh, not that one, Jeff. The one who sung it? You know, it goes you know, "No, I don't believe this is my England."
Oh yeah, I know. I'm just gonna go down there. Look, better with me, guys. And while I'm checking down there, this is my. This is my England. Yeah, Anti Nowhere League.
That's
this is my
one.
England.
Yeah.
That's the one. Okay, we're gonna play this, guys. Hopefully, I won't cut everybody off on that. but anyway, I'm gonna play it and hopefully call back and everything should be fine. So with that, we're gonna play "This Is My England." There you go, Anti Nowhere League.
Remember when Britannia ruled the waves? Do you remember saying we shall not be slaves? Do you remember those good old days? And can you remember the strength of fought wrong? How we united to win that war. But will you remember when the empire is no more? Now I don't believe this is my. We chased down the lion and let the worms get in. We built up our army so destruction can begin. But will we ever learn the enemy lies within?
There you go, that was the Andy Nowhere League. What great tune that is as well, Tommy. That is, I love that one, and I knew I'll see it then when I was looking for Yakety Yak, the tune that we normally play for quite a bit at the end. But never mind. so there you go. Anyway, it just goes to show you that I can just play a tune and call back in, and it doesn't cut everything off. So there you go, Tommy. So we're back up and running, and everything's hunky dory. But we got another caller. I've got a feeling that it might be, but let me see. So, caller, this is the English Defence League radio show. You are live. Go ahead.
Am I on?
You most certainly are. Is that, I think that's
been
a singer,
well,
isn't it?
Very good. I didn't hear the telltale unmuted come through, so I couldn't tell.
I know it's a beep now, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's a beep, and it caught me off guard. I wasn't quite sure if it was me or somebody else, but that's okay. Hello, gentlemen.
Yeah, that was quiet because I didn't hear the beep come off you either. That was unusual. But it's good to have you call in this evening as well. Saying it's also great and a privilege to have you call in. And has things been with you for late? Have you been to the gun range lately?
the week has been actually pretty good. I had a great time at the range. I had to go there and qualify again and show them that, yes, I can operate a firearm safely and hit the broadside of a barn. I had to qualify with my handguns at 25 yards, which is basically 24 meters. They're close enough.
Is this compulsory? You've got to do this to show that you're in control of your weapons and that now?
Not for the government. It actually is just for the range. It's just for the range. Because this gives me privileges to actually operate there unsupervised. That is, without, another range officer. That it also stands as my qualification for being a range officer at the range. I can take care of supervising others and make sure that other people are working safely in that. And it's part of my ongoing thing. I'm also a trainer. I'm a firearms trainer. I'm a gunsmith. I'm involved heavily in all of this. You're a busy man,
Stanger. There's so many things that you do. You know, it's amazing when you start talking to people like yourself, and you start to find a little bit about their life, what the sort of work they do in that. And it's fascinating. So how long have you been doing that then, been training people on that, on the firearms?
I've been training people for 12 years now. I've been a certified gunsmith for 10 years. I've been a range safety officer for about 12 years. But I'm just a mechanical engineer. I'm an engineer.
Yeah.
I'm an engineer at heart, okay? I'm not an engineer because I have a piece of paper from some institute of indoctrination that says I am, because I don't. I'm an engineer because I was born that way, okay?
That's right.
I love Legos. Legos are my favorite toys. I build things. I solve problems. That's what I do. And I've always been fascinated with firearms from a purely mechanical standpoint. Now, yes, I do, in fact, like the fact that I can use them to defend myself, but quite frankly, I don't like the idea of having to. Thank you very much.
I agree with that statement there.
I don't want to have
but
to.
I can understand.
I can.
Yeah.
And I train
right.
people.
I mean, that's it. I mean, you're quite lucky because, I know at this moment in time, Obama's doing everything to take away certain privileges. He was talking about the firearms, but now it's the bullets and that. You need to have license for bullets and that. Is that what he's trying to do?
In some places, particular types of bullets specifically. He's trying to get rid of lead, and they're using environmentalism as the reason to be able to get rid of lead. And that just drives the cost of the ammunition through the roof. They want to license, having to buy ammunition. They want to do all of these things. to limit your ability to defend yourself, which I completely disagree with. Granted, I don't want to have to. I have had to, okay? I have had to take another human being's life in order to protect not only my own life, but the lives of very innocent people. I was protecting a hospital, of all places, from a very, very violent and very large individual who was hopped up on drugs. And that was a very, very nasty situation. You know, I have a clean conscience over it. However, at the time, while I was involved with this situation, I did, in fact, soil myself. And I'm not afraid to say that I did, because that was a scary situation.
It certainly
but, you
was.
Know, I had to. I was given a direct and law
the right
order to.
And the thing about it is, the situation like that is, you know, it's your conscience. You know, did I do? I bet that went through my. I know I'd done the right thing. I know that was the right thing. The situation called for that response. And I suppose that went through your mind so many times. You know, anything like that is
possible,
isn't it? You know,
absolutely, that
you
went through my
yourself,
mind.
Yourself, your ability, this, that, and the other, don't you? It's human nature, isn't it? That we question.
It
ourselves.
Is.
Sometimes you've got
well,
to do
for good people. It's human nature for good people. You know, and I spent a long time talking to my chaplain about it as well, and we prayed over it. And the, you know, the fact of the matter was, I was fully justified. This was a person who was intent on harming very defenseless people. He was coming into a hospital, for God's sake. You know, and I was
directed
to.
You did the right thing.
And
you,
you know,
you know, you was called to do your. To do what you had to do. It was a life death type of situation, and sometimes that's the only response. You've got to do what you've
got to
do.
That's the only way to respond.
Yes.
And in all honesty, that folds me right back into what I was actually calling in to say, and that is, I do not understand why Israel actually allows the Palestinians to exist anymore. They have violated absolutely every single treaty they have signed before the ink was dry. I mean, seriously. You know, the
but,
charter...
you know, I suppose it's, you know, the way that the world demonizes Israel, they've always done it, haven't they? That they've got to be seen to be the best of the best, like, you know, and they've got to be seen, you know, that they're doing everything within the realms of the laws and that. But this that they're trying to bring out now...
But nobody else follows those laws. The UN is the worldwide repository of corruption and anti-Semitism. The only good thing they have ever done in its history is recognize Israel, and the only reason they did it was to create the worldwide whipping boy.
Yeah,
every other resolution out of the UN is a condemnation of Israel. I don't understand why they don't get that. I really don't.
No, no. I was be honest. I'm like you. I've always wondered why. I mean, and I've always been in defence of. Israel, always, you know, when I was a lad growing up, Eric, I mean, I had lots of Jewish friends, and I had fights over people calling them, you know, names, you know, Jew boy, this, that, and that. I used to get fights over it, you know, defending my friends, you know, how dare you, you know, be insulting like that. And but I could never understand this hostility towards it. It's been around for a long time now. I mean, I'm talking about when I was a lad even. It's been about for years, and I can't understand what it's all about, because all the Jewish people I've ever known, I thought they're the most nicest people that you can meet and be friends with. You know, they've got their faith.
I completely agree with that.
Anybody else has, you know, and the thing that gets me with this Hamas, and this is what's not talked about, is the first part of the charter. If I'm right, if I'm wrong, please correct me. But I think the first part of it starts off by saying the eradication of the Jewish people, men, women, and children. This is the first part of their charter. How can you, go in talks with people that wants to destroy you and your people?
totally radical.
How can you possibly how can you possibly get peace with that? Hezbollah's no better. Their charter's the same. Reads almost identical. Fatah has said the same thing, and actually Fatah has folded into Hamas recently. You know, the PLO said the same thing. Their entire purpose was to destroy Israel. But then you get back to it, to their religious faith, and you go back to the Quran, which is what drives them, and it's all about anti-Semitism. Every single surah, somewhere in it, within one of its stuffs, says, kill the Jews. Kill all the Jews.
Yes, it does.
Eradicate the Jews.
If there's a Jew behind a tree, kill him or something, isn't it? In the Quran, on the surahs. And it's the hatred. This has been installed into them, you know, from the birth of Islam. Even before that, there was always the hatred. Is it because they class as the chosen, you know, God's chosen people? Is this what it is? Is it that sort of thing that it is so detrimental that there's, you know, the Jewish people, you know, in the Bible says the chosen people, that it's so, in the eyes of the Arabs, the Muslims out there, that it's unacceptable. Is that what it's all about? I mean, I'll try to question myself,
as an
individual person. And I want to ask you that, Stang. How do you feel about that?
Islam came from Ishmael, which was the illegitimate son, the illegitimate brother of Isaac. Okay? This is where it starts from, and it's basic jealousy, envy, the legitimate son, the chosen one, the actual heir, rises, and what happens to the illegitimate son? And this is natural. Believe me, this is natural. I've seen this in many places with illegitimate children. I've seen it in places with adopted children, in families with adopted children. The quote-unquote illegitimate one harbors enormous envy and animosity and hatred for the legitimate child, no matter how it is.
So you think
no matter how it is.
Yeah, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean to talk over there, brother.
No, it's a natural thing, and it's understandable, but you have to understand it and understand where it comes from. And that's where that hatred spawned from, and it has existed since the beginning of Islam. And it will always exist. It will that hatred will
and
always
the thing
exist.
About it, it's become more rife, isn't it? I mean, and I've noticed over the years, with Islam, preaching about it. I mean, isn't it the prayers that they say when they do these prayers that they curse the Jews and the Christians? Every prayer that they say is they curse they curse the Jews and
absolutely.
The Christians. Every prayer. I mean, so
every prayer
wonder.
They condemn them as the children of monkeys and pigs, and yet when you look at the types of lives, especially when it comes to the food, the food laws that they're talking about, they're actually almost identical. And why?
Yes.
It's because they spawned from the same place. They came from the same place. It's just one was from the legitimate son and the other one was from the illegitimate son. And and so you have this back and forth that has always existed. And where else have we seen this? Well, we see this also when it comes down to Yahweh versus Lucifer. Right?
Yes.
It's the same thing that happened. Lucifer was jealous. He was envious and had hatred toward Yahweh because he couldn't rule. And so he went to a horrible place to rule and said, as Milton wrote, it is better to rule in hell than to serve in paradise. I mean, this is the same thing.
Yes.
It's the parallel is uncanny. And when I read the Quran, it was very clear to me that Allah was not Yahweh, no matter what, you know, the secularists in the news media and the politicians try to claim. They are not the same. They are opposites. Allah is much more aligned with Lucifer than with Yahweh.
Yes. I've always said that. And, you know, you're in the same mindset as myself. I've always looked at Islam. I've looked at it very close, probably the same as yourself and many other people out there. Well, I know there's a few people out there studying Islam. And it comes down to, this is evil. This is the evil entity. And it is, you know, I've always called it, it's satanic. And it's ways, everything about it, satanic. It's the way that they treat people. What do we see in the world? When they go about their business and they decapitate people, this look in their eyes, these people are soulless people. I don't see you know, anything any humanity
killers.
In these people that go about doing these horrific crimes that they do. It's just, you know...
Most of that is completely unimaginable to me. I cannot. I mean, I've got some people I truly hate. I mean, there are, and you know, wish them nothing but horrible things. And I can't even come up with the same stuff that these guys do. You know, you get back to let's go back to Genesis. Back in Genesis, God took one of Adam's ribs to create woman. So the two would stand side by side. Okay? This is
yes.
Genesis, what? It's chapter
That's right.
4, I think. Or 4 or 6, one of the two. One of those, right? So that man and woman would stand side by side. Yet to Muslims, women are less than livestock. These are completely, disparate things. There's no equivalence there. You know, throughout the Bible, it says... Love thy neighbor. Love thy neighbor as one would love thyself, right? It's all over the place. It's in almost every book, right?
It certainly is. I would agree there.
In the Quran, it says
totally
kill the Jews.
Yes. I mean, do we... that's something I was going to ask you as well. And, of course, some of our listeners, a little bit of information for our listeners out there. You know, when you was going through the Quran, did you ever come across the word love? In there at all? Was it love?
Not once.
Did they mention
I never saw that word in there. Not once.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Where it's I call it the dark book. Their dark book is totally opposite. Even though we know that they plagiarized a lot of things in the Quran, we know what they did, and they took things out of the Torah and put in the Quran. It was just a mismatch of different things from
but they flipped everything on its head.
Different books.
They plagiarized, but they flipped it on its head. I mean, they turned everything around, and it doesn't matter if you think it's in order or out of order or. You know, what order you think things are supposed to be in because of, you know, the lengths of things and, you know, the time frames. But it flipped everything on its head and turned everything around and, you know, turned everything into hate. And the whole thing gets, you know, a lot of people say that, you know, the Bible is one of the most violent books on the planet. And, yes, I'll agree. Yes, there is a lot of violence and a lot of hate, and there are places where God commands his people to go kill that people, but he's got a reason for it. In the Quran...
The Old Testament, though, wasn't it? That was from the...
That's from the Old Testament.
The
Old Testament. The New Testament is all about love
and
bringing
that's
people
what
together.
I'm saying. It was called for the times, wasn't it? I don't know. I've always looked at it in that perspective myself. But I was going to say to you, Stanger, we've got Tommy English here. Now he's been studying the Quran himself, and I was wondering if we could bring him into the conversation we've been having. I was going to ask him a couple of questions, I was going to say, Tommy. When we're talking about the Quran and the Bible, things like that, which we're discussing, yourself, I mean, you've had a chance to read the Quran. Well, I don't know if you've read it all, Tommy, but your feelings of what you've read and the way you depict that. I call it the dark book myself, but how do you see that book and how do you think that the reason why Muslims relate to it so as they do? Maybe that's something I'll put to you, Tommy.
Well, I mean, I refer to it as a dark book, and it's just like, I mean, I've always said to EDL members, you can find me one peaceful verse in the Quran, I'll lead the EDL right there and then. There's no love thy neighbour, and the only way how Islam, when the Quran, what it's about you women, is that their opinion is worth half of you, they're worth half of a man, that their main duty in life is to look after the man and to bear children. And when you look at the Muslim women in the UK, in America, Europe, and even the Middle East, they're oppressed. But they don't believe they're oppressed, because as far as they're, that's their objective in life. As far as they're concerned, they're basically sex toys, so to speak.
Yeah. Would you not say as well, and I don't know if you'd agree with me as well, Stang, on it, so what I'm going to say now is that because they've been born into, you know, especially the women of Islam, well, I really do feel sorry for, but at the same time, because they are, this is what they've been used to, they don't know no different. And we look out, look in, and we can see this is wrong. They're oppressed, but they don't think it. When you talk to them, if you talk to some of these Muslims, I call them Muslimas, and you ever get a chance to talk to them, they don't feel oppressed at all. They don't think. In fact, I had one. Listen to this thing. I had one actually question that, you know, when I brought up the verse about the beating, and they were trying to, you know, say, well, different clerics say this and the MMs say that, and I said no, I said, doesn't matter what clerics say, it says there in the end, if you're not, you know, if your wife is not obeying you, whatever, you allow to beat her. And she actually questioned, I think she almost lost her admin job over it, because she actually questioned him, and I thought, I looked at her, I said, there you go, at least we've got one woman out there who's an admin, who's you know, she's put in that position because, you know, with insight into Islam, that she's actually questioning it. And if you can do that, if you get a lot of the women actually questioning that, reason why, why isn't that being removed? And they'll say, well, no, it can't be removed because it's a part of what God said, you know, and all this that. That's how they come across it, how they're trying to bypass it. Would you not agree, Stang, on that point there?
Yeah, I've seen that. Now, I just posted a link to a story about a 10-year-old girl who was raped by a mullah, and her family has said they're going to kill her in an honor killing, and she's looking forward to going back to the family because she deserves it, because she was raped. I mean, this is in Jordan. I mean, this is just absolutely horrific. And she thinks because, you know, she was brought up, obviously she was probably mutilated, you know, in that horrible event that they do. And so, you know, because she's no longer a virgin because she was raped, they're going to kill her in an honor killing. And she's happy about it. This is just absolutely...
It's the brainwashing.
A 10-year-old girl.
Can you believe it? This is what I find it such a disgusting cult. This is what I call it. It's the brainwashing, the whole thing that they look forward to be. A young girl got all her life to live and has looked forward to honour king because she was raped and that, and the family thinks that this is why they do things, that they kill her. I mean, and she's looking forward to them killing her. I mean, what's going on in this world, Stanger? How do we change the perspective of people that think this way? How do we get into their minds to stop them acting as they do?
I can't think that way. I just can't. Now, I know that this level of evil exists, but I can't think that way. I mean, I just can't. There's no way that I can possibly get into the mind of somebody with this lack of mentality, with this brutality in them. I don't get it. I honestly don't.
No.
I probably never will. And, you know, this just gets back to the something I was reading earlier about, you know, capital punishment in our country. You know, in here in the States, we have capital punishment. And, you know, they're talking about, oh, it was terrible that this poor, you know, this poor murderer, rapist murderer, you know, suffered a little bit on his way to death. And it's like, no, wait a minute. Make him suffer some more, thank you very much. You know,
yeah.
Have some thought about his victims, you know.
Exactly.
There's some people just need killing.
That through my mind when I looked into the event of exactly what he'd done and that, and I was in the same mindset as you. I hope you did suffer because it was what you meant to be. I hope it did hurt. You know, because normally there's a concoction of the, you know, phenobarbital, this, that, they take you down, you know, so that you're asleep, and then they start.
Yeah, well, they knock him out before they kill him, you know. So,
yeah.
You know, it's far more humane than what they did to their victims, that's for sure. And the last clown that happened to, he actually buried the poor woman alive, raped her violently, beat her.
This is pure evil.
The fact that he suffered a little bit on the way down, I got no sympathy for that. And, you know, so this is bringing back the idea of firing squads. And quite frankly, all volunteer. Thank you very much. I have my own weapon. I'll bring my own bullets. I'll be glad to
there
do it. I'll voluntarily do it. I'll be the only one who does it. You know, because the typical
this is it, because we come across some of these stories, and I don't know, it just makes me cringe, I think, how anybody, as you say, the story of him burying the woman alive, I mean, she must have suffered, you know, that's a horrible, suffocating, isn't it, you've been suffocated. There's nothing worse than being suffocated, is there? You know what I mean?
Yeah, they found dirt in her lungs.
God.
It was absolutely horrific. And some people are saying, oh, but it's terrible that the poor guy suffered when he was being executed. Excuse me? Make him suffer some more, thank you very much. You know, give me a samurai sword and let me skin the bastard alive. I got no issues with that.
No,
I'm the same mindset as you, Stanger.
I've always thought, you know, there's certain things I like in this country that the last thing that they retracted on the death penalty was high treason, which was still hangable for quite a number of years until Tony Blair decided to readdress that.
But technically it is here, but it hasn't been done for 90 years.
Yeah,
I think it's 90 years. It's there was somebody hanged in World War I for treason, and I forget the guy's name, and that was the last one that happened. So that was in the 19-teens. So it's actually 100 years. Yeah, it's about 100
years.
That's
a long time, isn't it? That is a long time.
Yeah, it is.
But, I was going to say, I've just got to say hello to Golf Dog as well. He's just I've just seen him. And my apologies, guys, because I've been so engrossed with the conversation I've been having with Stanger and Tommy that sometimes you just forget that we get carried away with some of the issues that we've been discussing. I hope you guys have been enjoying what we've been discussing, because I like to go to things in depth a little bit. I don't know if you're the same, aren't you, Stanger? We like to, as I say, you come on. We wanted to talk about Israel has been treated.
It's horrible. I have to hop off. My wife has a task for me I have to take care of, so I got to hop off now.
Problem.
But I'll be back shortly.
Thank you so much for your call this evening.
So thanks, both Tommy and Jeff, for entertaining me and for this wonderful conversation. And we'll have another one in not long. So anyway, take care and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Take care, man.
It's also it's great to have you on the show and catching up on a few things and that. And so we'll do it again in the very near future. Anyway, you have a good evening and take care and we'll speak to you again soon. Thank you. There you go, Tom. That was a great call,
was
wasn't it? Oh.
Fantastic.
Absolutely great.
Every time he calls me, he always brings up a new idea. I think a samurai sword, probably a bit too quick. I'm thinking more of just a rusty hacksaw. And I don't, something a bit more personal to me, guys, while I was thinking about it. Sue, who's sat with me now? She's got a... Oh, no, Sue, who's sat with me now? Not Sue from New Mexico. I'm sorry about Sue's in the room with me now. she's got a beautiful granddaughter. I was 5 years, is she? No, she's 18 months old. You know, she'll run around the back garden. She'll sit on the swings, jump on the trampoline. Got her life ahead of her. She's really looking to her eyes. She's got her life ahead of her. Now Sue's a real lovely lady, right? Trust me, guys. Oh. But trust me, if one Muslim dared put a finger on her, she'll change. She's eating human torment, aren't you, Sue? Do you hear that, guys? She'd kill him. If one Muslim dead put a finger on a granddaughter, she'd kill him.
Well, you know, Tommy, I think...
Oh, hold on a second. Here we go. This is Sue. Go on, Sue. Say that again.
I said I'd do life for my kids.
Yeah, that's right, Sue. And, you know, I've always said that... I won't say exactly what I would do if any of them become their... My grandchildren or my granddaughters, I did the same. I won't say exactly, but I've hunted them down. I've hunted them down every single one, whatever was involved.
Well,
and I think anybody would do.
I think on the same lines here.
But as I say, my good, do you know what, Tommy? I just can't believe that we're three quarters away through the show already this evening. And we've had two great callers, as I say.
I haven't even read out the number yet.
I haven't, no. No, Tommy, shall I read it out? Shall I read? Guys, if you want to call in, please do, because we always welcome your calls. The number to call, if you're a Skype user and you hooked up to Blog Talk Radio users as well, if you left-click on the Skype button, you follow the prompts. When it says, do you want to speak to the host or do you want to listen, you'll press 1 on whatever device you're on. But if you're not and you're outside the USA, the number to call in is 001-858-777-5934. I repeat, 001-858-777-5934. So there you go, guys. So thanks for giving me the heads up there, Tommy. Because otherwise, I go three quarters through the show, another 15 minutes. Oh, Tommy, guess what? I haven't done yet. So thanks for that, Tommy, for giving me a heads up on that. But it does. It always goes quick when we do these shows. And as I say, the first caller we had was Wahibi. I always get it wrong. I'm terrible, not Tom. That was a great call. And having Stanger on as well, being absolutely great so far this evening. So anybody want to call in, please do, because we appreciate your calls. So, Tommy, what's your plans for over the weekend? Have you got anything you've got to be going to, or any flash demos or anything like that could be coming up, which you can't say too much about?
But can't go into too much information because we know listen to this show, guys. This is where, basically, this is where the lefties get their information on us. I will be countering tomorrow. I'm not going to say when or where.
No. As I say, I know that you're going to be busy lad tomorrow.
Be safe
out there. And you and the other fellow Patriots, give us a good show like you normally do, Tom. Say your peace and that, and have a good bloody
awful,
day.
Yes. I think it was awful. You know, when I carried them on Wednesday in Middlesbrough, they was actually shouting out my name, and that got me quite worried.
Someone shouting your name?
You could hear, Dyson and Chris and Lewis, listen to that, I could hear was, Tommy, and they're beckoning me over.
It's when they go, we're going to get Gee, Wick. Now, that's a bit worrying.
Well, you know, it's hard, it probably was.
But anyway, so, yeah, you've been quite an activist this week, haven't you? Well, by the end of this week, you will have been very active this week.
I have not been active in 1 week since Lee Rigby got murdered.
Yeah.
We had demonstrations every 2 days, didn't we? All over the country.
Yeah. There was already something going on, like, but... As I say, you know, whenever you mention about Lee Rigby, my heart always drops when I think of that. I can't ever get it out of my mind, Tommy. I thought about you. I just can't never stop thinking about that young man that met his death in such a gruesome way as he did. And these people, you know,
It's been forgotten by the nation. It's been forgotten. If you say to someone on the street, do you know who Lee Rigby is? Look at who. He's been forgotten by the media and that. It's taboo to say his name now. You mention Lee Rigby. Oh, no, you can't mention him.
Yeah. Well, the thing that's come out of it, which was fought long and hard for, is going to have a memorial plaque in his name. And that's something that we did raise the banners a little bit, that... to push for it. Doesn't matter what these councillors say. This young man who served...
Why is it Stephen Lawrence has one, but not Lee Rigby?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, I mean, they did readdress that because there was such an outcry of people wasn't very happy with their decision that they had to go with the public opinion. It's amazing. Public opinion can sway things, Simon. You know, and that is it. That was a case that they was bombarded, and of course they was probably got some nasty emails and such. That they had to readdress what they'd actually said no for, so they changed it around and said, yeah, we will allow that to go ahead. So there you go. Sometimes we got to fight for these things. It doesn't seem right that we got to do it, but that is the case. When you get these councillors saying, oh, no, we could have trouble, well, it's too bloody bad. Too bad. That young man who served his country, who died in such a grisly way, on the streets of our great city of London, and not allowed to have a plaque. You know, that's what happened. The public opinion swayed them. They had no bloody choice. They had no choice in the end, Tommy. It was so overwhelming, the public opinion on it, that they had no choice, mate. Don't matter what, how it might upset the minorities, whatever they want to call them, cohesion, community cohesion, you know, as far as I'm concerned. That young man deserved a plaque in his memory, and we should never forget what happened on our streets, the same as we should never, ever forget what happened 7/7. Never, ever forget what happened 9/11. Bali, look at all over the world, the atrocities that we've seen in the name of Islam, ladies and gentlemen. This so-called religion of peace. Do you see anything peaceful about this cult, ladies and gentlemen? Anything? And if any Muslims are out there, and maybe you think that Islam is peaceful, you all say it's a religion of peace, call in, explain what's so peaceful about this cult. Blood and guts everywhere, all over the world, fighting going on in the name of Islam. Want a caliphate to be brought about in the name of Islam. Ladies and gentlemen, is this a religion of peace or a religion of hate?
It's a religion of permanent offence.
Yeah. I was on a roll.
Some of the listeners to think of, and come back to us on Sunday maybe, what has Europe and America got to benefit Islam? We've got women's rights, gay rights, democracy, equality, liberty, for everybody regardless. And basically, the fact that we eat pork and beef offends them. The fact how women don't cover up in the streets offends them. The fact how gay marriage is legal now offends them. Or the fact that we have a democratic society, which offends them. The monarchy offends them. But they'll gladly take our money and live in these £1 million houses in the East End of London. They'll gladly take that from us.
Yeah. And so Tommy, when I went on the rant there, I've got Eric Carl going, Jeff, thought you were going to fall off the chair there, mate. I'll tell you what, Eric, I almost did. I was winding myself up so much, I did almost fall off my chair. You know, it's like, Tom, I've got Paul Alexander saying, slow down, Jeff, you'll be breaking out in F-bombs. No, I fucking won't. Paul, that's not me. I love it. So you brought out the bad in me there, Paul. And I was trying to be a good lad tonight. EDL Mix is laughing the red over there. But, excuse me. But my goodness me, Tommy. Sometimes I just get so angry. And it's only right that our listeners know that how frustrating it is when we see things, so many wrongs out there. And all we're doing is trying to put things right. And it's a bloody hard struggle. You know, being a patriot, being someone who loves your country as we do, Tommy, it is sometimes it just, you want to pull your hair out. If I had any, that is.
And I'm just to end the show with, guy. Well, we're going to end the show. We all know George Sain is a good Jewish lad. He was actually sent to the hospital today. In a horrible.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was hit by a van at zebra crossing, believe it or not.
Say again, Tommy. Once again, I missed like that. He's just breaking a little bit.
He actually run over by a van on a zebra crossing this morning. This is what his wife just put on Facebook now.
Oh, my God. And what's happened to him? Did you say he's got a broken leg or something?
Well, she hasn't put out, but she's just put on Facebook now. Can we all send out a prayer for our brother from EDL, George Sains, a.k.a. St. George III? He was hit by a van on a zebra crossing this morning. According to the family, he's in a very critical condition.
Oh, no. I know who you're talking about now. Oh, well, my thoughts and prayers go out, and oh my goodness me, that's horrible to hear that. Yeah, thoughts and prayers going out, sending my prayers, and hopefully he'll come through it. You know, it's I don't know. It just shakes you up when you're talking about life, think, oh my goodness me. So yeah, it's horrible to hear, isn't it? But the same thing could have happened to you this week, couldn't it, Tommy? When you almost got hit by a bloody van, didn't you? When you was on, when you done your that flash demo, didn't you? So I was going to say as well. I've got Eric Carl saying that's why I could never do a speech or be a radio host, Jeff. I'll swear my bollocks off. Yeah, as I say, Eric, the our thoughts and prayers go out to your EDL brother there, and you know, the power of prayer. You know, you might not be religious or anything, guys, but well, I am a little bit, and also in my thoughts and prayers, many things like this, and the first thing I do is say a little prayer. You know, I really do. It's horrible when you hear something like this has happened, and that it's critical. Oh, just hope, pray that it comes through. He's a strong lad, fights, you know, to get back on his feet again. So anyway, I hope we'll be kept informed of the status and everything, Tom. So you know, maybe we can find out. Yeah, fingers crossed he makes a full recovery. EDL Minks is saying there. But yeah, as I say, it does leave a bad taste in your mouth when you hear these things of one of our lads has been hit on a pedestrian crossing. What was this geezer thinking of? Or whoever it was that ploughed into someone on a zebra crossing? Mm. You know, it's just madness, Tom. I don't know. This could be more to it than that. I don't know. Maybe we'll find out.
I've just gone to my Twitter as well. This is from Xbox. EDL supporter Tommy English holding the Israeli flag bearing the Star of David stands facing the counter protesters and anti EDL demonstrators. There's a little picture of me. I'll stick that on your wall. It's quite good. I do like this. They've actually named me as well. It's, from where I was standing, I was stood directly in front of them. And Banksy, who we all know and love, is known as one of the voices.
Oh,
on the
yes,
map.
We
he's
do.
That bloody loud. He had him this the Israeli friend. He goes, hey, Tommy, hold this in front of him. As soon as I did it, oh, they went absolutely ballistic, didn't they?
I told you to expect that, though, didn't I?
It's actually quite funny because Wayman Bennett was getting quite vocal as well. He was there.
Didn't you have a little bit of a confrontation with him, Tommy?
Oh, I did. I've wanted him for 4.5 years, guys, and on last Saturday I got it. You know, but I was about to drag me away from him. I took your sunglasses off, I took my hood down, you got a good look at my face, and I said, you remember this face now, you treacherous bastard, because you're going to see this in your fucking nightmare. There's my F-bomb.
Oh, I love it, mate. Yeah, and what did you say? You've had a couple of confrontations with him, haven't you?
Well, the thing is, Jeff, this is the first time I've actually got up close and personal with him, but I got a bit of his bloody fur on my arm, didn't I?
You what?
I got a bit of his bloody foam all over my arm. Like when he foams at the mouth and all that, but he spat all over me, didn't he?
Oh, no. You went and had your bloody tetanus injection after that, boy.
Oh, I've had a mold, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, you can't trust him. It's like, wait, look at... If you're new to the radio show, guys, if you look on YouTube, Wayman Bennett of the UAF, when he does speeches, he foams at the mouth really bad. Now, there's only two ways. You've either got rabies or you're really badly dehydrated. And look at his teeth. It's one of them two. He doesn't brush his teeth. His teeth are real bent and yellow. He's missing a few. Oh, then you got Martin Smith as well. Beard. Massive,
oh, well, say no more about him. Hey, he's gone now, though, isn't he? Well, I don't know, he's probably disappeared up his own backside or whatever.
Welcomed him back.
They welcomed him back?
Yeah, they welcomed him back about a few months ago now.
I thought he was gone and that was it. It's just amazing, isn't it? Because, as I say, he was rather becoming an embarrassment for them, wasn't he? That's the reason why he went. Maybe they decided now that the dust has died down a little bit that they would invite him back. I don't know. It makes you think that way, doesn't it, Tom? You know.
Well, they do make me laugh, the UAF, sometimes. They really do. I mean, what they come out with, it's there's no argument. The only reason why they will not debate with us is because they've got no argument.
Yeah. No, they haven't. I think Cole's saying, ain't that Marty Smith the rapist, he's saying, Tommy. Eric Cole's saying, ain't that Marty Smith the rapist? Yes, Eric. I think that's the thing, wasn't it? He was a rapist. Or is a rapist. And there was they had this sort of kangaroo type of court, didn't they? These women who'd been attacked and whatever, they made a complaint about what they did, and they tried to get them to retract everything, didn't they? So as they'd cover these people like Martin Smith and any of the others. It just goes to show you what goes on. Talk about dirty tactics and all that. It's disgusting. That's why I think that's the reason why she walked away. She realised how corrupt and perverse it really was.
Well, they said that the Socialist Workers' Party is a dangerous environment for women, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, I call them what they are, the Social Wankers Party, you know what I mean? That's what I think. They're a bunch of wankers. Do you know what I mean? Let's be honest, guys. That's what they are. I ain't got no time. I never have done. I think they're a waste of space. And the country could do a lot better without people like that causing problems. And most of them are anarchists anyway, aren't they, Tommy? Let's be honest, mate.
Well, anarchists, far left Antifa. They're a violent, horrible set of people. These people, if you were to form the fire in front of them, there's no doubt they will kill you. They even say they will. They've tried.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, mate. You know that. But my goodness me, Tom, we are coming down for the last, I've got about 12, about 12 minutes or so, but once again, do you know what? I've really enjoyed doing the show tonight, but I've got to do, because you haven't got the screen in front of you, you haven't got the chat room, have you, Tommy, in front of you?
No, I haven't got it in front of me now, mate.
Okay, well, I've got myself. As you all know me, I'm Jeff, you know. we've got a very own Mr. Tommy English. It's always great, my co-host. We've got Bigfoot. Bigfoot, it's always great to see you here, buddy. Bigfoot's always a busy gentleman, what you've been doing lately. We've got EDL Meeks, and she's got the gold star this evening. EDL Meeks, it was a great honour and privilege to hand that over to you this evening. It was the real thing. It wasn't what Wahibid sent me over, those bloody gold star yak turds spray painted. It was the real thing. So there you go, EDL Meeks. This guy's been cracking me up tonight as well, Eric Kyle. It's always great to see you here, Eric. And always, we've got numerous guests. We've got loads of people coming and going. We've got Golf Dogs. Yeah, it's a great to see you in the chat room as well this evening, Golf Dogs. Always a privilege to see you. We've got a very own Mr. Paul Alexander. We've got a great website. Paul, I was wondering, could you stick your bits and pieces up there, mate? Your website and that, please. And we got, as I say, a great Eric Carlson. Thanks, Jeff. The fiver's in the post. He says, yeah, you're welcome, Eric. Anytime, buddy. Yeah, make sure it's signed Jeff Mitchell, right? And of course, as I say, we've got Stanger. Stanger, it was great taking your call this evening. And I say, one day got to get my passport sorted out. So I'd like to go over to the States and visit the range and that, and fire off a few of them guns over there. I'd love to do that, Tom. You know what I mean, mate? It's but as I say, if I've missed anybody out, or anybody's jumped out of the room and I've missed them, I don't think so. I think I've read out everybody there. Oh, thanks, Paul, for putting it out there. That's WordPress and that. So, yeah, thank you, Paul. Eric Cole said to me, guess what? He said, the fiver's in the post. It's in spongy stone cash, Jeff. Thank you very much, Eric. Thank you. You won't get much for that anyway. Tommy, as I say, tonight, it's been really interesting, the show, the way it's gone tonight. And I think we talked about so many topics and that, and especially when Stang was on. And we got down and talked about some very serious issues, discussing certain aspects of Islam and the Quran and different aspects of the Bible as well, which is something we don't normally talk about. So it was good. We had a very varied topics that we were discussing this evening, didn't we, Tom? So there you go. But, yeah, Tommy, as I say, your foot, because I know you've got a busy day tomorrow. I'm not saying too much, but I know you've got a busy day tomorrow. I hope everything goes well for your boy and all the other Patriots who are with you. Give them all my best and that, and a big salute to you all. I know it's going to be successful, you know, and hopefully we can have a talk about it, a mini debriefing on the Sunday show. Tommy, would you do that, mate? Would you come on and have
a Sunday show, and also a Sunday show as well, guys. We'll have a World War One memorial show, yes. Won't we, Jeff?
Yes, that's something that me and Tommy was discussing. So yes, Tommy, I look forward to the show. 100 years, that'd be Sunday, wouldn't it? 100 years.
100 years. Oh, well, 100 years on Monday, but we'll do it for Sunday's show, won't we?
Yeah, but we'll be doing it just a prelude to the day itself. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that show, because I know Tommy's got a few things he wants to talk about on the show. So I hope you all tune in and listen for the Sunday show. As I say as well, when we had Boss Man, Dave, Dave, Dave J, Dave J, Dave, he was here. you know, we've got some really exciting things ahead for the EDL. Just wanted to let you know, guys, and I'm going to hype it up a little bit, because as things unfold, I and myself and Dave Busman will be talking about it, and I think you'll find that a lot of things that's going to, you know, come about is going to be so it's going to be so great for the EDL and the way that we're moving forward, and that it's as you all know that I went to a meeting last week, and a lot of things we talked about, and the different things and the ideas, and it was a great coming together of some great minds and that, and great people, and hopefully you, our members out there, our foot soldiers, you'll be starting to hear a little bit more of what we've been talking about, you know, because our O's will be explaining things to yourself. But once we got things in place, we'll be doing a show and be talking about that as well. So there you go. So that's something all to look forward to in the very near future. We're in the next month or 2 months. There you go. That's what I'm saying. EDL Mix says, great show as always, folks. God bless you all. Take care. And the same goes to you, EDL Mix. It was great having you here this evening, like everybody else. Everybody has been in the chat room and a part of the conversation, things that's been going on. I love this chat room. We do have fun in here as well. Some conversation that goes on. I'm always chuckling. So there you go. And just say, guys, some of you guests that you may be listening, you know, why not sign up a Blog Talk Radio? Get yourself a nickname. Be a part of what we have. We have good fun in here. And also, you might want to put links of different, you know, you might have your own blogs and that. And it's a great place to post things as well. So there you go. So, as I say, Paul Alexander said, enjoyed the show going tonight, Jeff and Tommy. It's great to have Stanger and Wahibi call in. Many thanks, guys. So, and that same goes to you, Paul. It's always great to have you here, buddy. Thank you so much. Always put some great links up there, doesn't he, Tommy? Have you ever seen him? There's great links he puts in there.
Yeah.
Everybody that's in this chat room contributes so much to the shows and what we do, Tom. And it's to say, I feel very humble sometimes of great people that we get to talk to, and we become good friends with over time, and that, isn't it, Tom? It's great. It's really great. But anyway, guys, yeah. I've got Tommy. Maybe your last thought for this evening before we start close things up. We've got about 5 minutes, Tommy. So maybe a couple of minutes just to your last thoughts for this evening, buddy.
All right, then. I'll attempt to do the alphabet for you. E-E-E-D-L. E-E-E-D-L.
And not forget, come on, guys. I-I-I-D-F. I-I-I-D-F.
I-D-F.
There you go. Go. I-M-E. As we... It had to be done, didn't it, Tom? Once again, Tommy... Was that your last thoughts for this evening?
Wish me luck tomorrow. Think of us all up and down the country tomorrow. For those listening in America and Europe, think of us all tomorrow in the country. There'll be camera demonstrations. One in Walsall has just been announced right now. This isn't a flash demonstration. Well, it is, but they're looking for it to be announced. There'll be one in London as well. There'll be one in Birmingham and Bradford.
So there you go. It's going to be a busy day tomorrow. Everybody that's taking part in counter-protesting, you stay safe tomorrow, guys. Just look out for one another, okay? And anybody on the counter, maybe you want to call in on the show on Sunday as well, because we'll take the calls, anybody that took part in any counter-demonstration. It'd be lovely to take your calls. Isn't that right, Tom? So,
oh, yeah.
So I'm going to say we've got probably about 3 or 4 minutes, but I'm going to get, you know what I'm going to do? I've got a bit of time now. I'm going to play the tune out tonight. So, Tommy, as usual, thank you very much for being my co-host this evening. Wahibi, thanks for calling in and contributing to the show this evening. And, of course, to yourself, Spanger. and to everybody in the chat room, and not forgetting everybody in the wide audience out there, wherever you might be. You take care. You stay safe. God bless you all. And for myself and Tommy from the team, no surrender. That's no surrender ever. And with that, we are going underground. Good night, Tom. Good night, guys.
Good night, guys.
Might say my life is in a rut, quite happy as I got. People might say that I should strive for more, but I'm so happy I can't see the fine things happening here today. A show of strength with your five brigade. I'm so happy and you're so fine. You want more money, of course, and of mine. If I need you like that, just for Tommy's prime. Then the public gets what the public wants. But I want nothing to say if you've got. Pleasure as I hate me, I've been enough already on my fate. People might need some tension to relax me. I'm too busy dodging through your facts. Here's what you get. You made your bed, you better lie in it. They choose your lead and the place you trust. And the lies will shut down and their promises run. You'll be killing machines with paper rockets and guns. And the public wants what the public gets. But I don't give a society wants.
Well, there you go. This is the English Defence League radio show signing off for the evening. We'll see you all again this Sunday. Take care. Bye-bye.